Stevens Point has seen its share of troubles. Its downtown mall lost major retailer JCPenney and sits almost empty. The city is moving forward with an aggressive plan to make the mall the headquarters for Mid-State Technical College. But even before that happens, the Central Business District is seeing new life. Five new businesses have opened, including specialty shops, a deli, and a live music venue. Add to that an expanded Central Wisconsin Children's Museum, and business leaders say you have a vibrant new downtown. Sarah Robinson is the executive director of Stevens Point's Association of Downtown Businesses.
You come down and you grab a cup of coffee, and then you browse your favorite specialty shop, and then you have lunch, and then, you know, and the whole time you're seeing your friends and you're running into people that you know.
Robinson credits the Wisconsin Department of Commerce Main Street program for much of the success in attracting new business.
One of the reasons that we have had success is because of the Wisconsin Main Street program, which is a Department of Commerce program. That program has been extremely successful.
And Robinson hopes that as Governor Walker replaces the Department of Commerce with a new Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, that it won't mean the end of the Main Street program and the small businesses it helps.
We easily get swept under the rug. We are not the businesses that are bringing in billions of dollars, you know, in one shot. We're the little guy. You know, we're representing businesses that are the mom-and-pop shop owners, and we get forgotten sometimes.
Long-term plans for downtown Stevens Point also include reopening the city's vacant opera house, the Fox Theater. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.